It's Monday, June 8th, 2020. Thanks for tuning in to this special Black Lives Matter episode of The Sounds in My Head. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Thank you.
What a fitting way to open up this here special Black Lives Matter episode of The Sounds in My Head. That was Billy Paul from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, doing the song Am I Black Enough For You? It came off his 360 Degrees of Billy Paul Collection album, which is great stuff. If you like that song, obviously you want to check out more of that quality 70s sound from Billy Paul right there. I'm super into it. And, you know, I just wanted to make a show. I'm a white guy. No one's coming to me for, like, tips or pointers. Like, you know, no one should. I have nothing to contribute. You know, I'm just nothing. But I want to, right? I want to be an ally. I want to stand up for what I believe in these horrible times. So I thought I'd just do a special Black Lives Matter episode, even if I'm sure someone else could do a much better Black Lives Matter episode than me. Mine's going to be weird. It's going to have white people on it. It's going to just not be nearly woke enough for most people. But I think it's still good. It's music I like, and it's music that feels right in this time. So that's what the emphasis is going to be on, music that I think feels right now. So speaking of things that feel right now, how about La Tigra? It's an all-white band from New York, but these songs feel pretty great. The first one is Get Off the Internet, which is sort of what I feel like a lot of people are doing when they go into the streets. And then the second one is Bang Bang. It's from 2001, whenever this EP is from the desk of Mr. Lady, and still just as relevant today. I mean, this one was about the NYPD in, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, Amadou Diallo and all these other black guys who were killed by police back then. It's still just a thing. It's nothing new. You know, George Floyd, it's nothing new. This happens all the time, and it's been happening for decades and decades. There have been activists making music about it for decades. So, you know, again, no one's coming to me for intro. I've got nothing to contribute here, but I had to do a show because it's been 2 weeks, and I'm doing the best I can here. I wanted to put music on that I like and that feels fitting. So that's what we're doing. So here we go. It's La Tigra, Get Off the Internet, and Bang Bang. Both come off there from the desk of Mr. Lady EP right now on this special Black Lives Matter episode of The Sounds in My Head.
To be the the shooting of another unarmed black man raises further questions about NYPD tactics. On Thursday, an undercover police officer shot and killed Patrick Dorsman. Especially after four NYPD officers were acquitted last month in the shooting of unarmed African immigrant Amadou Diallo.
When I was a kid, there was tons of stuff like on TV and in books and everything about Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and UFOs. I used to watch these things all the time on TV. It was like Secrets of the Unknown or that thing hosted by Leonard Nimoy. And they would, you know, talk about it. There would be one show about each one of the things. And they'd show that same blurry picture of Bigfoot, or they'd show that little like the silhouette of the Loch Ness Monsters, like one or two famous pictures of that, or like the UFO shows. They would have like that same blurry picture of a hubcap, or like these videos of lights going by, or, you know, this blurry black and white photograph of something. And I would just watch this stuff for hours. Like, they could do like an hour long network special with like one photograph, and they would just milk that photograph for all it was worth. Right. And I was fascinated by it because it's like there's these secret things in the world that nobody knows about, but people have seen. Like, they do tons of interviews. Like, I saw the lights in the sky and it came down into the clearing in the woods, and, you know, plenty of that. But then just like the one picture, right? Or like the one outline of Loch Ness Monster, but all the tales from the people who are around the Loch Ness Monster, they heard about it. But if you had told like the kid version of me that someday everybody would have a phone in their pocket, we are going to have so many Bigfoot pictures. We're going to have so many UFO pictures. We will have the Loch Ness Monster will be like documented in high def video. It would be amazing. That's what I would have said. But of course, here we are today where pretty much everybody does have a phone in their pocket. And what happened when most of the world got a phone in their pocket in the form of a smartphone, or a camera in their pocket in the form of a smartphone, was we didn't see tons more pictures of UFOs. We didn't see tons more pictures of Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. What we did see were tons and tons more pictures of police beating people up. Technology has made what has been a reality for centuries visible to everybody. And I think most of us don't like what we see. This country has a racism problem and it has a policing problem. And whatever we've done in the past to fix this clearly hasn't worked. We need to try something new.
I hate cops. Whether they're beating some guy senseless or gaining weight in donut shops, they'll give you a ticket, file a report, kick you in the head, and lie about it in court. And I pay taxes so they can make my life real hard. But when a problem comes along, they call in the National Guard. I hate cops. Whether they're shooting me with their radar guns or burning down marijuana crops, Stalin's KGB and Hitler's Gestapo were great cops in history, but they could have learned a little from the LAPD, and might doesn't make right when you're wrong. And I'd probably get my ass kicked if a cop heard me sing this song. I hate cops. Whether they're on some lame-ass TV show or making unnecessary traffic stops, with the crime rate so high and people's hope at the minimal, they'd rather ticket me than arrest a real criminal just like this.
Yeah, Joe, we got an APB out on a convicted bank robbing, axe murdering sex fiend just escaped from the federal penitentiary out in Jackson. Wait a minute, cancel that off points. Wally's meter just expired outside of the store. Get right on that. Send a SWAT team.
Well, it's freedom and justice for everyone who wears a badge and carries a gun. Freedom and justice for everyone, especially if you're a Republican. Freedom and justice for everyone, except if you're under the age of 21. Freedom and justice for everyone, unless you're an African American. And if I had a hammer and I happened to be a cop, then I'd bash your fucking head in until you dropped. I'd hit you with my fist and I'd get slapped on the wrist by the racist juries and the messed up criminal justice systems all over this land. And that's why I hate cops.
Now, being a police officer, it's a risky and it's a hard, it's a thankless job. You know, they're just people. And many cops are good people. I know a few cops myself, and they seem like good ones. They seem like good people. But many cops out there act more like wannabe military soldiers who are battling against the people they're ostensibly there to protect and serve. Like they're at war against their own citizens. And there aren't just a handful of bad police officers in the U.S. There is something deeply toxic in police culture and their attitude and the power and political structures around the police that not only seems to prevent bad behavior from being punished or weeded out, but actually cultivates and protects bad behavior that's there. And bad police officers have been unnecessarily assaulting and executing citizens that they're supposed to be protecting for decades, especially black people. And the system of weeding them out or bringing them to justice does not work well enough. The police are where you go if someone is hurting or threatening you. So if it's the police themselves doing it, most people have no realistic recourse available to them. So because of the police's role and their power, they don't just need to be held responsibly accountable, you know, for like a basic level of accountability. They need to be held to an especially high standard, way higher than average people. But instead, in most places in the U.S., they're held to a much lower standard than most people are. And nobody in the U.S. suffers more destruction by militant, violent, unaccountable, bad police officers than black people. A well-functioning society tries to put everyone on a level playing field. They try to neutralize as many unfair sources of privilege as possible so that everybody has the same rights and the same opportunities. And I don't know how anybody can look around the U.S. and think that we are anywhere near that. We do not have a well-functioning society. We have a lot of work to do in many different areas, especially how the U.S. treats black people.
Hard rhymer. On time, cause he bumps the rhymes, a hard rhymer. was a funky drummer. Use a kick in your heart because I know you got soul.
Rhythms and system.
Listen what you're missing, y'all. Swing it while I'm singing. Give them what you get. Know what I'm knowing while the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Got to give us what we want. Got to give us what we need. Ah. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Let me hear some.
Gun down an innocent black man, they always say the same things. Well, it's not most cops. It's just a few bad apples. Bad apple. That's a lovely name for murderer. It's like, how'd they get that one? Bad apple. That almost sounds nice. I mean, I've had a bad apple. It was tart, but it didn't choke me out. Here's the thing. I know it's hard being a cop. I know it's hard. I know that shit's dangerous. I know it is, okay? But some jobs can't have bad apples, okay? Some jobs, everybody gotta be good. Like pilots. American Airlines can't be like, you know, most of our pilots like to land. We just got a few bad apples. That like to crash in the mountains.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black. Yo, I'm black and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blickety black, 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 black.
Every day things are getting worse.
right, let's catch up. After La Tigra back there, we heard Wally Pleasant from East Lansing, Michigan. That was his song, I Hate Cops, came off his album Welcome to Pleasantville. Wally Pleasant may be the only guy whiter than me, but nonetheless, I Hate Cops, it seemed like a fitting song for the moment. And you can see even then, that album, I don't know when that album came out, in the 90s, early 90s, I don't remember, but a long time ago. And even then he was talking about cops beating up black people. It's just a thing. It's been a thing for as long as we've known about anything. So that's where we're at. Then after that, we heard a cover of Public Enemy's Fight the Power. That was the Bare Naked Ladies covering it, because why not play a really super white Canadian band covering Public Enemy? I get that that's horrible. But at the same time, I think their version of it, which was a tribute, I don't think they were like making fun, or it wasn't like a parody or something. They meant it. You know, they meant it in solidarity. It was like a, again, like an Allies sort of song. And I thought they did a really kind of cool version of it. It came, oddly, off the Coneheads movie soundtrack. Again, this is going back in the 90s. I don't think I ever saw the Coneheads movie. It's really weird to have done a movie about the Coneheads. And why they had the Fight the Power song on there, I have no idea. Very strange. But always loved the Bare Naked Ladies version of that Public Enemy song. So I figured I could put the Public Enemy song on, but everyone's heard that a million times. And I thought maybe people haven't heard the this random Bare Naked Ladies song off of an soundtrack from the 90s. It's possible, an obscure Saturday Night Live movie that even I haven't seen. Okay. And then, of course, we heard CB4. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, we heard Chris Rock, CB4, with I'm Black, Y'all. Really funny. That was sort of a joke, but I've always loved that, so I thought I'd put it on, and it seemed like a good one for the episode. And then, of course, just before I started talking, we heard the Pioneers from Jamaica. That was their song, Time Hard. I pulled it off there, give and take, the best of the Pioneers, but really great. And you know, that's a super downer of a song, you know? It's like, the news is bad and not getting better. Yeah, that's what the time feels like to me. So it's hard times, time hard. Thank you, Pioneers. So things are bad and they're getting worse, and it just seems like there's no hope. But I'll tell you what, if there's gonna be hope, if there's ever gonna be hope, we're gonna need some sort of revolution. With that due in mind, I thought I'd play Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. This obviously is not news to anyone. This is a very popular song. Everyone's heard this song a million times, but I thought I'd put it on the show anyway. Maybe there's a cover I could have found or something, but no, I'm just gonna go with the original because it's super good. So I'm pulling it off as The Revolution Begins, the Flying Dutchman Masters album, but I'm sure it's on other things as well, so look for that. And the one thing I would say is that, like, in this case, the revolution will be televised, right? I mean, I feel like now that everyone has a HD video camera in their pocket, we're going to see this revolution a bit, which is interesting and pretty dark a lot of the time, speaking of that bad news that we always see. So anyway, without further ado, Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised right now on this special Black Lives Matter episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised.
There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
You know, a few years ago when the phrase Black Lives Matter came up, it's such a simple and elegant and powerful phrase. Black Lives Matter. It's not about harming anyone. It isn't about putting anyone else down. It's a simple, powerful statement of fact that our society unfortunately needs to be reminded of. Black Lives Matter. And hearing that made so many people so uncomfortable and so angry that they had to immediately counter it with things like All Lives Matter, or the, you know, even worse, police glorifying version, Blue Lives Matter. And not only do those completely miss the point, they actively fight against it. And that's, you know, in most cases, it's not people being ignorant. They actually intend to fight against it. Most people who are, you know, have a problem hearing the phrase Black Lives Matter are refusing to acknowledge that the U.S. treats black lives as more expendable or less valuable than white lives. That's a hard thing to think about, but the reality, actual data from many sources over many decades, supports that. Nobody should have to assert that their life matters. But the sad truth is that black people still do. And that's awful. Nobody should react negatively or defensively when someone else asserts that their life matters. And yet that's how a lot of people react when black people are the ones making that assertion. Our country is still extremely racist. We have an overtly racist president who empowers and encourages white supremacists in 2020. That is completely ridiculous, but it's true. We have an incredibly long way to go. Black lives matter. And if that makes you uncomfortable to hear, you need to take a moment to examine that. You need to really, truly examine why you have a problem with people fighting to get their society to behave as though their lives matter. Imagine if you had to fight to get your society to value your life simply because of who you are. And then consider why we let our society become and remain so dysfunctional that anyone needs to fight for their life to matter. Black lives matter.
Sun is shining, the weather is sweet, yeah. Make you wanna move your dancing. Gather the rainbow, yeah, yeah. Want you to know I'm a rainbow too. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know you're. Can you understand? Shining, the weather is sweet now. Make you wanna move your dancing feet, yeah. But to the rescue, here I am. Want you to know just if you can, here I stand.
Yeah, from donated clothes to caps and gowns, it's a little shout to my black and brown folks that know the game, not in class to clown. Had the funny accent, well, look who's laughing now. See, Samir came here to grind, and he slaved at every minimum wage job, but he saved that. Brought his sister on scholarship to make stacks, working as a surgeon, she bought a whip and paid cash. No time to whine, we just face facts. Let's fit six in the back and let's take that to the best restaurants, make reservations. Since we out here, since they made reservations for First Nations and they never made reparations, the natives probably relate more to immigration. So this for y'all too, when I can't forget the Haitians here for an education. It's a celebration.
The
draw lines and make borders real, but then bend the rules when there's more to drill. Don't turn away the stateless. Think of the waste if one in three refugees is a Lauryn Hill. Come a long way, we can move forward still. From the poorest to up by Lawrence, Forest Hill. But more than that, Skrillery Banks, just chill. Make a home, just build in a zone less ill. In a place to be safe, you found an escape route where we come from. So we grateful to Jesus, and now the top is the next stop. This drop ought to have my aunts on a guest spot red hot. I'm talking going from sweatshops to tech stocks. Doctors without borders with dreadlocks. We quoting S. Doc Carter on Otis. Turns out some fresh off the boat kid wrote this. Not that bad, huh? Third world born, but first world form. Sometimes you feel pride, sometimes you feel torn. See, my mother tongue's not what they speak where my mother's from. She moved to London with her husband when their son was one. And one time after family ties, I turned on the news and saw my family die.
Why?
Pop said it's murder in the motherland and things about colonialism I didn't understand. All the things that shape a man and his mind state. A community income and crime rate. If times change, why my people still in dire straits? If it's a big world, show me where's my place in it. I had to talk to Pops for a minute. He said, Shad, this world wasn't home to begin with. Just keep defending the oppressed. Take steps and keep rapping. You might just be the best. Well, yes.
Things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things
Okay, let's catch up one last time. After Gil Scott-Heron back there, we heard Bob Marley and the Wailers doing Get Up, Stand Up, and Sun Is Shining. I pulled those off of a weird two-disc compilation I bought a long time ago called Songs of Freedom. You can get it on those songs are available everywhere. And they're great songs. Again, nothing you haven't heard a million times, but I wanted to put them on the show. Get Up, Stand Up, it feels like a very relevant song to me these days. And then Sun Is Shining, that's more of a personal note. That's just one of my favorite Bob Marley songs, and it's so sunny in Sweden right now. It's like a nice antidote to November when it was dark all the time. So it's just great. The sun is always shining. Sun goes down at like 10:30, 11 at night and comes up at 3 in the morning. So it's always sunny here. So that one felt relevant. And also it seemed like a nice turn to sort of a more optimistic. So the beginning of the show is all very downer, and it's just like, that's where we're at. And now the latter half here is more optimistic. That's the goal. Sun Is Shining is like a pivot to things turning sunnier. So after we heard Bob Marley, we heard Shad from London, Ontario, in Canada, doing one of my favorites of his songs. It was Fam Jam, Feast of Immigrants, from his album Flying Colors. That came out quite a while ago, but I've always super loved that song. I particularly like the Afropop guitar he's got going on, and that song is super great. And I feel like the message is pretty positive and kind of about how we can maybe get to a better place eventually. And then just before I started talking, we heard the Five Stair Steps, of course, from Chicago, doing Oh Child from their Five Stair Steps album. I don't know. You can get on a lot of different compilations. Super good song. I love it, and very optimistic. And I've always kind of associated it with Boys in the Hood. I feel like, wasn't it used in Boys in the Hood? Pretty sure it was in Boys in the Hood, and that's the movie that I associate that song with. But I really love it. I've loved it my whole life. Okay, finishing up this here episode with more positivity, hopefully. This is Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come from Portrait of a Legend, 1951 to 64. It's a collection of his songs, but it's the one I pulled it off of because it's such a great collection. And it's just one of my favorite songs. I mean, I feel like Sam Cooke is just one of my, you know, he's like such a lion of quality music. And this Change Is Gonna Come is like my favorite of his songs. So it seemed like a good one to end with. We can all hope that a change is gonna come, because otherwise we're just all doomed, which it feels at times like we're all doomed, but maybe a change is going to come. Fingers crossed. So here we go. Sam Cooke finishing up this year's special Black Lives Matter episode of The Sounds of My Head. I'm able to carry on.
a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Cry for Everything Bad That's Ever Happened by La Tigra. I also talked over Paint It Black by the Piano Tribute Players and Black Madonna by Cat's Eyes. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on Spotify. Look for a playlist for season 17 of The Sounds of My Head. You can find all the songs I play on the show that are available on Spotify right there in playlist, so you won't have to listen to me talk to hear them. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Always love hearing from you. We will see you again in a couple weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head. What we got to say, yeah. Fight the power.